Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Sporty World Cup greetings, Yeheyas.
Sonny, I understand Ivory Coast is waving the African flag today at the World Cup in Brazil.
Yeheyas, the elephants of Ivory Coast are playing Colombia at this hour in the central city of Brasilia, the capital of Brazil. Right now, we're in the 29th minute. And it's a scoreless draw between the Elephants and the Colombians. Both the Ivorians and the Colombians won their opening matches at football's premier event. Ivory Coast rallied from a 1-0 halftime deficit to beat Japan 2-1 on goals by Wilfried Bony and Gervinho. And Colombia defeated Greece 3-0 on goals by Pablo Armero, Teofilo Gutierrez, and James Rodriguez. The Elephants of Ivory Coast are making their third consecutive World Cup appearance, and they're hoping to advance past the group stage for the first time. A victory over the Colombians would clinch a berth in the World Cup knockout stage for Ivory Coast. Right now, we're in the 30th minute. No score between Ivory Coast and Colombia. I'll have more World Cup news. But first, this important message from the 36-year-old captain of the Ivory Coast World Cup team.
This is our moment. We are speaking out to end malaria.
This is Didier Drogba. Malaria is preventable and treatable.
Sleep under an insecticide-treated mosquito net every night. Go to a health center at the first sign of fever for testing and appropriate treatment.
Join me. United, we can beat malaria.
I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on. This is for the world. Just come.
Game on, World Cup fans. In World Cup action Wednesday, Australia, Cameroon, and defending champion Spain were all officially eliminated from the football fiesta after losing their matches. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman Marco Uma tells us more.
The six-year era of Spain's dominance in world football came to an end when Chile beat the world champions 2-0 in Rio de Janeiro on Wednesday. Spain earlier lost to Netherlands 5-1. Elsewhere, the Netherlands fought hard to edge Australia 3-2 in the other group B tie in Porto Alegre on Wednesday. Consequently, Netherlands edged Chile to top the group on account of a better goal difference, while Australia and Spain have each lost two matches. Meanwhile, Cameroon suffered a humiliating 4-0 loss to Croatia in Manaus on Wednesday. Having earlier lost 1-0 to Mexico, Cameroon are out of contention for a place in the knockout stage of the contest. Talking to my colleague James Batty, a former editor for the Cameroon Herald newspaper, Franklin Bayan described the public reaction back at home.
Cameroon is a country where people love football very much. And if this was a good day at the World Cup, it would be very noisy because I've seen families place their TVs outside on the veranda so that those who don't have TV sets can join them to watch from even just passers-by. And that means that if there were any goals, if there was any victory, you'd hear a lot of noise. This is one strange World Cup when I haven't heard, not even in one instance, any shouting of any sort. There's been nothing to celebrate about. And you can imagine that on the night when Cameroon's journey at the World Cup has ended, it has even been quieter than you can imagine. It's quiet and dead outside. Cameroonians are sad.
Frankly, I was watching the game and Song got a red card. And then coming to the end of the game, I saw two Cameroonian players headbutting each other. talk to me about the character of the players.
We know that Cameroonian players have had in our history between 1990 World Cup, the 94 World Cup, the 98 World Cup. We've taken silly red cards because of sometimes misconduct. Sometimes we thought it was the injustice of the referee. I don't think it has got anything to do with any of these old grudges. I think it's just a breakdown of morale. Alex Song's red card was really a very silly, stupid red card.
That was Franklin Bayan, former editor, Cameroon Herald newspaper, speaking in Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Thanks, Mark. That's our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. My Facebook and Twitter friends are sending me their comments about the red card Cameroon's Alex Song received in the 40th minute for elbowing Croatia's Mario Mandzukic in the back. Stephen Ngidi sent me a tweet from Lagos, Nigeria. Stephen says, Song deserves to be flogged for his actions, which he describes as unprofessional, stupid, and absolute nonsense. Odubela Adewale Wijnaldum, writing at my Facebook page, says, Song, you can't do that on the world stage. This isn't WWE wrestling. For his part, Alex Song did issue a formal apology after the humiliating loss to Croatia. In a statement, he said, and I quote, I feel I have let myself and my country down. It was a stupid moment, and I'm truly sorry. The U.S. men's national soccer team is preparing for Portugal on Sunday after a thrilling 2-1 victory over Ghana at the World Cup in Brazil. Our football guru, David Legg, gives the Americans high marks for their fighting spirit.
Sonny, I was so impressed by the Americans. Before you even get to the tactics and the technique, to me, a lot of it is about the heart, the spirit. And the Americans, I have not seen a team so far in this World Cup to display more spirit than the Americans. I was saying to you off air that the Americans clearly had got tired of losing to Ghana. They lost to them in 2006 in Germany. They lost to them in 2010 in South Africa. And right from the kickoff, there was just an intent from those Americans. I mean, the way Dempsey went at that defense right from the kickoff and scored that goal. And then the Americans, in fact, could have been 2 or 3 up. And really at the moment, Ghanaians must be thinking, how did Kwesi Appiah, their coach, think that they were going to win this World Cup? That, in fact, Sonny, I think may have put a lot of unnecessary pressure on the Ghanaian team. He was asked in an interview prior to the tournament where he felt the team could go, and he said that they would do better than the last time, the last time being 2010 when they reached the quarterfinals. I think it's a comment he may now regret. It was obviously an awkward situation for him. He didn't really want to say that they would not do as well as they did in South Africa. But I think he should have chosen perhaps his words a little bit differently, because World Cup winner, Sonny, on this showing, not a chance. That's going to be a really interesting group now, Sonny. In the next matches, Germany up against Ghana. Ghana now desperate for a victory over the Germans. And the Portuguese up against the Americans. And a couple of weeks ago, I think the odds were very firmly in favor of a Portuguese victory there. I'm not so sure now.
And David, in terms of that German blitzkrieg against the Portuguese, shout out for Thomas Mueller recording the 49th hat trick in World Cup history. What do you think, David? Can Mueller maybe win the golden boot in Brazil?
Yes, Sonny. Well, he's made a fantastic start. And, the Germans, they're normally good for at least a place in the semi-finals. So if my maths are right, that gives them another 6 matches. Let's just hope the present trends continue. I mean, even the match between Italy and England now, in the past, those games tended to be rather sterile, very low scoring. But the Italians and the English, they went at each other. I think this has been the theme in so many of these matches. The sides are prepared to go at each other, and the mentality is, well, if you score one, we'll score two. And the Americans, let's go back to them for a second, against Ghana. You know, with 8 minutes left, they must have been weary, Sonny. They did an awful lot of running in that game. They might have just thought, let's settle for a 1-1 draw. Not a chance. They were out there to win that game, and Mr. Brooks, most of us had never heard of him, Sonny, I have to admit. certainly not here in Africa. Well, we know all about them now.
David, in terms of the goals being scored in Brazil, they're being scored with this Brazuca ball, which I understand is designed a little differently from the Jabulani ball used in South Africa 4 years ago. Could the ball be contributing to these goals we're seeing now?
Possibly, Sonny. I must say the ball seems to be playing true. I haven't really noticed any game where it's been doing sort of really strange things. But, you know, I think a lot of it, Sonny, is the mindset. The players are prepared to go out and try and outscore the other team rather than sneaking a victory. I mean, the two sides really that have been quite defensive so far, one was Algeria. They obviously felt that the Belgians were probably a better team than them. And, you know, for 70 minutes, it worked fine. They were one up, but then unfortunately conceding two goals. And the Iranians. Now, the Iranians, I believe, felt that if they went out and went at the Nigerians were going to definitely win. So, yes, they played more cautiously. But as Carlos Queiroz, the coach, said, you know, we could have played beautiful football, but if you lose, nobody enjoys that. And the Iranians, basically, they're celebrating the fact that they held the African champions to a goalless draw. But so far, Sonny, yes, so far, so good.
Thanks, David. That's our football guru, David Legg. And we'll hear more soccerlicious analysis from David during the month-long World Cup in Brazil. Quick World Cup update from Brasilia, the Brazilian capital. It's Colombia 0 and Ivory Coast 0. We're in the 40th minute. Once again, Colombia and Ivory Coast, scoreless draw as we near halftime. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the...